I noticed that in order to have people get what they need, you have to pay attention. I owe a lot to a man I've never met. His name is Xerxes Whitney. When he was a boy, he lived in Inverness Park, just outside of Point Reyes, California. My best friend Anna grew up there and worked in a deli, and Xerxes would come in and hang out. He was memorable. You see, he has cerebral palsy, which impacts his ability to walk, and his movements are not always coordinated. Anna recalls that he drooled and spit when he talked, and he was difficult to understand. And he was a sweet kid, and endearing, and a force to be reckoned with. He touched Anna's life in a quiet and profound way, influencing her choice to become an occupational therapist, a teacher, and is now dean of students at Greenfield College in Massachusetts. After she had moved away from home, Anna learned that Xerxes attended UC Santa Cruz, where he played competitive tennis on the college varsity team. He graduated in the top of his class and went on to be a celebrated middle school PE teacher. He shines. But Xerxes touched my life because of a choice he made on Facebook. He and Anna had reconnected a couple of years ago thanks to social media, and while others were posting their daily dramas or poking fun at whatever politician or public figure they most disagreed with, Xerxes was posting gratitudes. Anna noticed how she felt cynical and negative after reading many other people's posts, and that she felt more centered reading what someone else was grateful for. She looked forward to those daily moments of gratitude. She began adding comments to his posts, as did others. And she was inspired by how many people joined in, ripples of gratitude spreading through Facebook. So she committed to posting her own gratitudes on Facebook page for a year, every day, no matter what.
When I asked her how this practice had been for her, she said, "I ended every day with my gratitude posting. It was almost always the last act of my day before going to bed at night. I came to learn very quickly that there was incredible power in ending my day by searching for the good in it. Sometimes it was difficult to shovel aside all the rubble from the day to find the golden moments, but when I dug a little, they were always there." She continues, "Sometimes it was forced appreciation of the quiet of that very moment, or in my desperation of the night, looking to the stars for inspiration, reminding me of the incredible beauty of the night sky. When I cursed the need to walk the dog late at night in the frigid cold of winter in Vermont, I was reminded of the stillness and peace after a snowfall, or the joy a happy dog brings. I would go to bed thinking of the bright spots of the day and in my life rather than focused on the worries and the darker, terrible moments. Even more profound was the fact that I began to mark moments of beauty during the day. The hawk or great blue heron flying overhead as I commuted to work would inspire me to think, I should include that in my daily gratitude post tonight. My list would sometimes become too long, or I'd forget half of the moments I marked throughout the day, but it didn't matter, because there were always more to come. So why would a practice that helps us notice and mark the beauty in our day be valuable? Well, for those of you with scientific minds, Dr. Robert Emmons, professor of psychology at UC Davis, issued the results of a remarkable study. People who kept a gratitude journal for just 3 weeks measured 25% higher on life satisfaction afterwards. They exercised more, drank alcohol less, and their families and friends noticed that they were nicer to be around. And the effects lasted for several months beyond the initial three-week study.
Other studies on gratitude are confirming these results. People who take the time to notice and appreciate good things that come their way through grace or luck or the goodness of others are happier and more peaceful. They do better on cognitive tests and their problem-solving skills improve. They practice healthier habits, have better relationships, are more optimistic, and even live longer. gratitude is powerful. Now, you might be saying, that's all very well and good, Reverend Pollyanna, but the world is a harsh and difficult place, and adding gratitude to my to-do list is not going to make the world better. Or is it? If our problem-solving skills improve and our habits get healthier, maybe the solutions to climate change will be found by someone who keeps a gratitude journal. Maybe those who are willing to help create lasting peace or to ending violence will have offered thanks when they noticed an incredible sunrise or rain that morning. From what I can tell, an attitude of gratitude isn't about not naming the hard stuff. You might notice we aren't afraid to name the hard stuff. But gratitude is a tool that can make the hard stuff more bearable. It puts it in perspective. In the past couple of years, I've noticed that the print was becoming smaller. My eyes really preferred to focus further away, and the reading glasses made my nighttime forays into fiction so much more relaxing. The glasses didn't change the font, just my perception. And so I wonder, what are your gratitude lenses? What helps you adjust your perception, regardless of your ability to physically see, so that things are clearer, in perspective, and more focused in your mind? Again, the world doesn't change, but how we are experiencing things does. This is not to say that everyone needs to be happy all the time. There are a million reasons right now to grieve, to feel sadness, anger, or fear. And when we've had a chance to fully feel and express these emotions, it can be gratitude that creates a path that brings us back to joy, wonder, and hope.
Theologian and philosopher Meister Eckhart wrote, "If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough." For what are you grateful? In your mind right now, think of just one thing. And after the service, when you're getting your pizza and raffle tickets and all that good stuff, share that one thing with somebody and get to know what actually people in this room appreciate. To live in gratitude for the abundance for which we are given, as well as the difficult and sometimes painful lessons of life. To tell the whole story of our lives, our full histories. That is a courageous part of building community. Sharing our whole selves and learning from one another how we impact each other. Learning to reconnect to the ancient wisdom that we are indeed part of the sacred circle of life. Recognizing that how I live impacts each of you, and I, in turn, am impacted by you as well. Choosing to reorder our lives in ways that honor the earth, that respect one another, that consider our impact on the next seven generations, as so many other wise Native peoples do. These things could radically transform our lives and the lives who come after us. Fulfilling and feeling all that we have in our lives, the brokenness and the beautiful. May we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Gracias. Mahalo. Danke. Amen. And blessed be.